Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, my listeners. This is the Woman of God, Praise God, Ola Sardin, with Anointed Word Ministry. And I am so blessed to be here today. I'm so blessed, praise God, that I'm raising my voice on the behalf of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And today, praise God, I give God glory and I give him honor. And I thank him, praise God, for allowing me to be here once again. He gave me use and activities of my limbs, and the blood is yet running warm in my veins. Father, I thank you, because there is no other God that I want to bow to. And today, praise God, I pray, praise God, my listeners, that you be blessed, praise God, from this word, praise the Lord. And I thank God, praise God, for just putting it on in my spirit to bring forth today. And it is an end-time word, because in times like these, we need the word of God. We need God's word like never before. We need to make sure and very sure that our anchor holds and grips that solid rock. And that solid rock is Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. And today, praise God, I want to come to you. And I just pray, praise God, that you be blessed. Listen up, people. Listen up. If we do nothing in this world from the time it is left, we must be connected to the source. We must be plugged in to the power source. And what is that power source? Do you not know that prayer is one of the most recently and always have been untapped? It is one of the most recent and the most untapped resources in the universe. Prayer. Prayer is more untapped than the gold, the oil, the gases, the silver. No one has ever really tapped into the depths. So they're leaning at the top, but the depth, praise God, is where we anchor and where we are able to reach our Savior. I'm not talking about the prayers that we learn and we recite them every day. No, ma'am, no, sir. I'm talking about plugging into the power resource, praise God, that we'll never run dry, that our plugs is always connected, and we can always go to God in prayer. Prayers are not to be recited. They're to be given unto our Master. Hallelujah. And today, praise God, I want to speak to you on tapping into, or plugging into the power resource, the power source, which is the word of God, which is the prayer language. Our source of power, praise God, is the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Yes. We ourselves be built up in our faith when we confess the Word of God. We experience great, praise God, confidence, and when we understand the Word and walk in the revelation and prayer plug in too. The power source. You can't get the source if you're not plugged into the power source. Hallelujah. Prayer connects us to God and allows his power to flow to us in any situation. Salvation is the base, praise God, for warfare. The new birth, hallelujah, is necessary. A believer, listen to me carefully. Some people may be offended, but if you are not a child of God, if you have not been born again, John 9:31 tells me that God does not hear sinners' prayers unless you're repenting, unless you're coming to him saying, God, forgive me, save me, cleanse me, wash me. And I confess in my mouth, Lord, that you died and you was raised from the dead, and that you are now sitting at the right hand of the Father. You are not in the grave, but you have risen. Save me. I believe your death, praise God, and your resurrection. God said, when you do this, him, he hear it. He only hear you, praise God, when you confess your sins. Listen to me carefully. Hey, God. We have to know, praise God, that we are his and he is ours. You can only get to God through prayer. And your prayer, praise God, must be, praise God, that you are a sinner. You're a sinner. You want to be saved. Father God, come in my life. Save me. Make me a new creature. Let me be yours and you be mine. We have to understand, praise God, believers also need the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because this Holy Spirit is what God talks to us through. He talks to us through our spirit, through our spirit man. The spirit of you, not the flesh of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And we must understand, praise God, are you a born-again believer? It's not a hard thing to do. You must confess. Believe and you can receive. You don't have to say, oh God, I'm a sinner, Lord. He said, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all the unrighteousness. Hey, God. There are many of us, praise God, walking around saying we know God, but do we really know him? Are you connected and plugged into the source? Are you? Do you know, praise God, beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are saved? That you are saved. There's no time to think you are or maybe. You must know that you know that you know that you are saved. Hey, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Believers must live, praise God, holy lives that are submitted to the Holy Spirit. Because when he left, he said, I'm going to leave you. I won't leave you alone. I'm going to send you back a comforter. The comforter is the Holy Ghost that he gave us, the Spirit that he reached through and talked to us to. The Spirit, praise God, that we can go into his holies of holies and conversate with God. Through the Holy Spirit, plugged into the source. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, God, he did it all shine you. And if we do that, praise God, we are commanded to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Spirit, we must understand, people, that there is two sides. There's a side, praise God. But it's temporal, and there is a spiritual side. The spiritual side is where you live. This spirit side never dies. When people leave this world, and you see them, praise God, I just buried my only brother left. He passed away. Oh, God. Unexpectedly, my only brother passed away. We just put him and laid him, praise God, and buried him, praise God, Saturday. 65 years old, just turned 65. But guess what? For things, and praise God, we do cry sometimes, and we because we miss them physically. But the Spirit moves on. And I thank God, praise God, I was able to get to him and pray with him before God took him. See, God is a God of a second chance. And the Lord allowed me to pray with my brother. That's the answer, accept the Lord in his life. And know that God, hallelujah, is the way. Praise God, I prayed with him that morning, that afternoon, he was gone. I cried a little, yes, because I love him and I miss him. Seeing him physically, but his spirit left this place. And I was walking, praise God, in my kitchen, and I was praying, Father, hallelujah, let me know, God, did he make it in? Hey, God, Yerushamada. I said, did he make it, God? I'm not worried about what he did and what he was. I want to know, God, did he cross over? Did he make it? Yeah, God. Holy Ghost spoke in my spirit and said, he made it. He made it. Hallelujah. God got him. Now, the Bible said it's better that you enter into heaven with one arm, one eye, one leg, no eye, whatever. As long as you make it in, my spirit was comforted. My spirit was at peace. Because God, you told me you would save my family. You didn't say how, but you said you would save them. God said he made it. I said, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, he did most shout. God is not a God that he should lie. And the word tells us, praise God, we must be commanded to walk in the Spirit. This would assure us of continuous victory and breakthroughs for others. We can revenge, praise God, disobedient when our obedience is filled. Jesus cast out devils, praise God, through the power of the Holy Ghost. In Matthew 12:28, the Holy Spirit was the source of his power and his wisdom. We must get a strong, excessive prayer life. I'm not talking about, praise God, just holding scriptures. I'm not talking about, praise God, just reading verses. We must get a prayer life. Hallelujah. Knowing at all times we are connected and plugged into the source. Jesus. The prayer teaches us, see. Prayer teaches us how to what? Plug into the source. God's Holy Spirit and God's Word is not for religious people. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It is not for religious people. The world is filled with religious people. God don't want no more religion. He got enough self-sacrifices. He got enough pain. God's Holy Spirit and God's Word is not. Work when someone recites them. Understand? You will start saying them, but is the prayer really in you? Hey, God. Hey, Jesus. Hey, Lord. Praise God, are for born again believers who desire to see the growth of the kingdom of God. If the world was praying more and more, much of this stuff would not be even being able to stop on this planet. But we have our little pet prayer. Our little pet prayers we pray. And thank God is pleased with that. Our life, hallelujah, must be prayer. Because prayer is the most untapped resources in this universe. They don't tap into how to do this. They don't tap in how to make a vaccine. They don't tap into how to do this. They don't tap in how to give you that. But they have never tapped into the depths of prayer. Many praise God, say it don't work. It don't work because you don't know how to work it. We are told to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And Ephesians 6:10. We walk and we war in his strength. Whose strength? Elohim's strength. This requires, praise God, humility, total dependence upon God. We are not, praise God, confident in our own strength. We can do nothing without God. We cannot allow pride, praise God, to open the door for destruction. is a man of war. Exodus 15 and 3. He will fight our battles. We depend upon his power. If we did that, God, we depend upon his word and his spirit. And your spirit must be the kindred kind of him that you can connect to his spirit. He said, he that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. You have no spirit, you can't worship God. Your flesh don't move God. Hey, Jesus. We depend upon his power and his direction. We depend upon his word and his spirit. I pray, God, the need for humility. God, give grace to the humble. Lord, it's the strength of my life. This gives me the ability to what? To overcome all fears. The world right now is kept in fear. The world right now is closed up and covered in fear. I will not put my trust in him. I will put my trust in him. I don't fear man, but I must fear the one that can destroy the body and the soul. This was the key to David's, praise God, victories. David was a king who knew how to depend upon the Lord. We want to do a little bit, let him do a little bit, and we try to do the rest. You can't live your life without him. It's chaos. David won many battles, hallelujah, and overcame all his enemies. The Lord taught David how to war. 41, 44, and 1. He will also teach you how to walk. You must depend upon him, though. Not your pastor, not your evangelist, not the one who prophesied a lie to you. The prayers and the strategies, praise God, we are to learn from years of warring and trusting in God. God taught us how to war using his word. His word, his word is our weapon. His word is our weapon. The Holy Spirit opened our eyes to great truth. And we are still learning. God was David's power source. We must make God our power source. He confessed that the Lord was what? His strength. The Lord was David's strength. We're so weak and so frail. We must depend upon God. Hallelujah. David confessed that the Lord was his strength. David was a man of prayer and worship. Yes. Yekati Ashaba. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He enjoyed the Lord's presence. The Lord's presence was David's source of joy and strength. His songs were powerful, prophetic, was prophetic. Your weapons against the enemy. There is no substitute for a life of praise and worship. Let me say that again. There is no substitute for a life of praise and worship. Everybody to belong to a church or what have you that is strong in praise and worship. You are your church. Praise and worship should be in you and me. Our own strong worship. You don't have to tell nobody, come on, come on, come on. No, because if you know who God is, David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. David will dance every time he get in, how he come in to pray in the house of the Lord, dancing, happy, glad to be there, knowing that God is there already. Hallelujah. There are many great warriors being trained, praise God, in different schools of the Holy Spirit. They are humble people who have to depend upon God for breakthrough. They have to connect with the Lord who is greater, is a greater warrior. It must connect to the source. The source is God's word and the Holy Spirit. The word of God is a sword of the Spirit. a sword, praise God, is used in war. Hey, God, he come along, Shia. He give us a sword, the word of God, hallelujah. Lord will teach you how to use his word, and that is the sword. Against the spirit enemies in your soul. Yes. You will get great victories as you are using it correctly. Hallelujah. I would encourage you to look at the verses and meditate on the word of God is our source of wisdom. We operate in God's wisdom, praise God, to defeat the power of hell. The word of God said, Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. Peter, if you love me. And he told Peter, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Confessing the word of God is an important part of every believer's spiritual life. Now, Christianity, praise God, is called, hallelujah, the great confession. Salvation comes from confessing with the mouth. The mouth is connected to the heart. The word of God releases from your mouth will be planted in your heart. Faith is released from the mouth. The mouth can only release what it is in its heart. It's in the heart that is released, praise God, through the mouth and can move mountains. Your words have power. This is why the word of God says, be careful how you speak. Many of us, praise God, we just speak. We don't dissect our words. The word of God says you have power in the tongue. The tongue, that little red thing that boasts great things. But it's powerful. It's deadly. The Bible says you have death in your tongue and you have life. Two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is the source of all of our victories and breakthroughs. He is the source, praise God, of our wisdom and strategy. His word is the source of our understanding of the warfare in which we are involved. People, right now, we are in a spiritual battle. I hope that you're in the spirit and see what's going on. You're looking in the now to go into the spirit and see the things that are happening in the spirit. And you can begin to war. War in the spirit realm. We must understand his word is our source of understanding of the war in which we are involved. Our warfare originates in the heavens. We bind what is already bound in heaven, and we loose what is already loosed in heaven. God has illuminated many scriptures to us over the years of being involved in deliverance and war. Scripture has been, praise God, invaluable in helping us experience breakthrough. The word of God is a treasure. It is a treasure chest of wisdom and knowledge. It contains an abundance of revelation for every believer. Every believer who desires to enjoy liberty and victory must take time to study the word of God and to ask for revelation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My. One of my favorite, praise God, group of prayers, hallelujah, or praise God, call the prayers, hallelujah, revelation. When I begin to pray, the results are just dramatic. Hallelujah. I begin to see the truth in the word of God that I have never seen. God's word is our deliverer. The word of God is our deliverance, people. We're trying everything and looking to everything. But get in the word of God, hallelujah. Seek God, hallelujah. My God, don't try to be like somebody else. But seek God, hallelujah. Little is much when God is in it. Peter received the keys of the king. Peter received the keys of the kingdom. After he received the revelation that Jesus was Christ. Matthew 16:16 promised to make us joyful in the house of prayer. Isaiah 56:7. God's house is called the house of prayer of all nations. Hallelujah. And I believe we should not only pray, praise God, but also enjoy prayer. Hey, God, the joy of the Lord is precious yield and abundance with our miracles and rewards. Maybe I don't know what you're praying for. You don't work because you don't know it and you don't pray it and you don't study it. Those who enjoy the results of prayer will, praise God, enjoy an exciting life. Today, praise God, I just want to pray a prayer with you, praise God. We must be able, praise God, to stand before God and confess. That's why he said in his word, confess your sins out of your mouth, out of your mouth. God said, my sheep, I know that voice. And a stranger, they will not holler, will not follow. But if you know the voice of God, God know your voice, he's going to hear you. You're connected to the source. Plug into the source. In our confession, praise God, we must always know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, in every tongue that rise up against us in judgment, I will condemn. That's what Isaiah said in, praise God, 54:17. I am established in the righteousness, and the oppression is far from me. Isaiah 54:14. The weapon of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. In 2 Corinthians 10:4, I take, praise God, the shield of faith, and I quench every fiery dart of the enemy. In Ephesians 6:16, I take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and I use it, praise God, against the enemy. Ephesians 6:17. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I am redeemed from poverty. I am redeemed from sicknesses. I am redeemed from spiritual death. Galatians 3:13. Praise God. Overcome, praise God. All because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And 1 John 4:4, I stand at the evil day, having my lion girded about with the truth. And I have the breastplate of righteousness. My feet are shod with the gospel of peace. I have taken on the shield of faith. I see I am covered. I am with the helmet of salvation. And I use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. In Ephesians, praise God, 6:14-17. I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Hallelujah. I prayed upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt me. Luke 10:19. I do not have the spirit of fear, but the power and love and sound mind. 2 Timothy, praise God, 1:7. I am blessed with the spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians, praise God, 1:3. I am blessed, praise God. I am blessed, hallelujah. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus, Isaiah 53:5, hallelujah. He's not going to heal me. I'm already healed. My hand, praise God, is upon the rock of mine, the neck of my enemy. And Genesis 49:8, and he says, you anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, hallelujah. Psalms, hallelujah. 23:5-6, hallelujah. I am what? I'm anointed to preach, to teach, to heal, and to cast out devils. I receive abundance of grace and the gift of life. And I sign and I range in life through Christ Jesus, my God. In Romans 5:17, I have life. And that more abundantly, John 10:10. Hallelujah. I walk in the light as he is in the light. And the blood of Jesus, take me from all of my sins. 1 John 1:7. Praise God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:21. I am the head and not the tail. Deuteronomy 28:13. I shall decree a thing, hallelujah, and it shall be established in my life. Job 22:28. I have the favor with God and with man, hallelujah. Luke 2:52. wealth and riches are in my house, and my righteousness endureth forever. Psalm 112:3. Hallelujah. I will satisfy, hallelujah, excuse me, long life, and God will show me his salvation. Psalms 91:16. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Psalms 91:1. No evil me, no plague shall come near my dwelling. Psalms 91:10. My children are taught of the Lord, and great are their peace. Isaiah 54:13. I am strengthened with the might by the Spirit in the inner man. Ephesians 3:16. I am rooted and grounded in love. Ephesians 3:17. And I bless my natural enemy, and I overcome evil with good. Matthew 45:44. But that is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. God's word, praise God, is when we plug into the source. We must plug into the source, praise God, to know, praise God, that it's Jesus, and it's Jesus alone. For today, praise God, releasing the power of the blood to the blood of Jesus, his power. Plug into the source. Releasing the power of the blood, I cover my mind and my thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover my doorposts, hallelujah, and possession with the blood of Jesus. I cover the devil through the blood of Jesus. I sprinkle the blood of Jesus and receive multiple grace and power. I made perfect through, I made it, praise God, and I make perfect through the blood of everlasting covenant. I have boldness and enter into the presence of God through the blood. My conscience is purged from dead works to serve the living God through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I eat the body of Jesus and drink his blood. Hallelujah. I am redeemed from the blood of Jesus. I am redeemed through the power of evil. I rebuke all spirit and torment and fear because I have peace through the blood of Jesus. I receive the benefit of the new covenant through the blood of Jesus. I receive healing and help through the blood of Jesus. I receive, praise God, abundance and prosperity through the blood of Jesus. I receive deliverance through the blood of Jesus. I receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the anointing through the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus bears witness to my deliverance and my salvation. The blood of Jesus cleansed me from all sin. Hallelujah. 1 John 1:7 gave me victory. Hebrews 12:4. I rebuke and cast all spirits of guilt, shame, condemnation through the blood of Jesus. I break the power of sin and iniquity over my life through the blood of Jesus. My heart is sprinkled and purified by the blood of Jesus, and an evil conscience. I rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. To depart through the blood of Jesus. I rebuke all spirits and slander and accusation through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, you're an awesome God. You're an awesome God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The word. The demons and evil spirits that would accuse and condemn me in the name of Jesus. And Father God, right now, Lord, teach my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Praise God in Psalm 144:1. Lord, I am your end time warrior. Use me as your weapon against the enemy. The weapon of my warfare, not carnal, but mighty, through the pulling down of the strongholds. And Father God, Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Hallelujah. And let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb. Be destroyed, God, and do not war against the flesh, but the flesh, walk against the flesh, but after the Spirit. Lord, thunder upon the enemy. Release your voice. Hail stones and coals of fire. Send your arrows and scatter them. Shoot out the light and discomfort them. Deliver me from my strong enemy. For them that are too strong for me, God. Psalms 18:17. Deliver me and bring me into a large place. Psalms 18:9. I am about to act a weapon of war. Ha ha. Jeremiah 51:20. You have given me the net of my enemy. I will destroy you. Jesus. Yes, Lord. I am your anointed. You. Psalms 18:50. I will beat them as dust and cast them out in mire and mire in the streets. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. I did not turn until they were consumed, O God. And Father, I have wounded them. They are not able to rise. They have fallen under my feet. Psalms 18:37. I tread upon the lions and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, and I trample underfoot. I tread upon the serpent and the scorpion, and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt me. Luke 10:19. I tread down the wicked, but there are ashes under my feet. I will rise and thrust and beat the enemy into pieces. Micah 4:13. I rebuke every wild boar of the field in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every spirit that creeps from forth. I rebuke every spirit that creeps forth from the forest. I rebuke every beast of the forest that comes to devour. I rebuke, praise God, every lion of the forest that comes to slay. I do, I rebuke every beast of the forest that comes to devour. I close the door to every demonic rat that would attempt to come into my life. Yeah, God, in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out every thief that will try to steal my finances. In the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out every spirit that will try to steal my joy. In the name of Jesus. I bind, expose, and I cast out any demon that will try by stealth, undetected, to come into my life. Lord, cleanse my temple and drive out any thief from my life. Lord, lift up my standard against any flood the enemy will try to bring into my life. I bind and I cast out familiar spirits that will try to operate in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I bind and rebuke any demon that will try to block my way. In the name of Jesus. I remove and leave malice. I remove and all leaven and malice and wickedness from my life. I rebuke and cast out any frog-like spirits from my life. In the name of Jesus. And I bind and rebuke demons and devils in high places in the name of Jesus. I break off any fellowship with devils through sin, the flesh of sacrifice in the name of Jesus. I command all demons to leave my children in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Lord, expose any human demons and devils in my life in the name of Jesus. Lord, expose, hallelujah, any children of the devil that would try to come into my church. My spirit, let every spirit hiding from me be exposed in the name of Jesus. Let every hidden snare from my feet be exposed. I stand against and rebuke every wile of the devil. I release myself from any snare of the devil in the name of Jesus. I will not come into the condemnation of the devil. Lord, let no demon, no doctrine of the devil be established in my life. Father, in the name of Jesus, I nullify the power of any sacrifices made to devils in my city, my region, my nation. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke Molech. Molech in any spirit, hallelujah, that has been assigned to avoid my destiny. Give me strength to bring forth my destiny. Overcome every antichrist spirit, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Holy Ghost, I pray, God, loose myself from every spirit of error. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let me not operate in the wrong spirit, God. I will not loose myself from every spirit of hold up. In the name of Jesus, let me have, praise God, and walk in excellence. I will take heed to my spirit at all times. I bind and cast out the spirit that would try, praise God, to tear me apart, my life, in any manner, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I just want to lift up, I stir up my spirit to do your will. Hallelujah. Haggai, praise God, 1:14. I bind and cast out demons of slumber from me, my life, and in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I bind and cast out demons of fear, intimidating, in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out all seducing spirits that would come my way, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I bind and rebuke the angels of light, in the name of Jesus. I reject all false apostolic ministry, in the name of Jesus. I reject all false prophet ministries, in the name of Jesus. I reject false prophet ministry in the name of Jesus, Matthew 7:15. I reject false teaching ministry in the name of Jesus, 2 Peter 2:1. Father God, I expose all false brothers. Expose all false brethren to me. Expose them, God. I reject the mouth of vanity and the right hand of fellowship. Psalm, praise God, 41:44-8. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I reject every false vision and every false prophet that was released into my life. I bind Satan the deceiver from releasing any deception into my life. I bind and cast out all spirits of self-deception in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out any spirit of sorcery that would deceive me in the name of Jesus. Lord, let no man deceive me. Hallelujah. I bind and rebuke any bewitchment that would keep me from obeying the truth. I pray for utterance and boldness. I make known the mystery of the Lord's gospel. Deliver me out of the hands of the wicked and reasonable man. Evil spirits, leave my life as I have heard and speak the word in the name of Jesus. I rebuke, steal, and cast out avengers. Cast out any creeping spirit that would attempt to creep into my life. Let the hammer of the wicked be broken. I renounce all earthly, sensual, and demonic wisdom. I cast out devils and I will be perfect. I will be perfect. Let every pharaoh that will pursue my life be drowned in the sea. Hallelujah. I rebuke any demonic beast that will surround me in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out any spirit of Absalom that would try to steal my heart from God's ordained leadership. I will sleep well. I will not keep awake by any spirit of restlessness or insomnia. Psalm 3:5. Father, Father, you are God. And Father, I ask this day, Holy Ghost, Lord, teach us how to get connected and plugged into the source, that we may be walking epistles for you, God, that we may speak the truth, praise God, and know the word, praise God, for the word is our life, our shield, and our buckler. Father, I thank you for this word today. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Father God, deal with me daily. Deal with me daily, God. Get me to decrease that you may increase. And I ask these prayers to be in your holy name. I'll say amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.